The Education Department today released the results of an internal investigation into how a television commentator wound up on the Bush administration payroll. The report concluded that department officials made a series of bad judgments in the public relations deal that paid Armstrong Williams $240,000 to promote the No Child Left Behind law. Disclosure of the deal in January brought widespread criticism and an acknowledgement from President Bush that paying a journalist with taxpayers' money was a mistake. NPR's David Folkenflik has been covering the story, and he joins us now. David, what are the key findings of the Education Department's report?
Well, it's important to note that the Inspector General, Jack Higgins, found no laws were broken, and there were no clear ethical lapses in the hiring of Ketchum Communications, which then paid Armstrong Williams. He did, however, find poor management decisions, as you say, poor judgment and oversight. And he found the department didn't get its money's worth. Williams only produced 2 out of the 8 ads that he was paid for. They were of poor quality, and as the Inspector General said, quote, "The appearance is that the department may have been paying for more than just the advertising. After all, Williams is a columnist and commentator who is strongly supportive of the Bush administration."
Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings released a statement today. What does she have to say about this?
In some ways, she was tougher than Higgins. She said it was wrong. She said it showed a clear lack of judgment, and she clearly blamed her predecessor, Rod Page, for making the decision. Democrats say there's a larger context, that this fits into a pattern of efforts to influence coverage in the news organization so strongly that it amounts to propaganda. That wasn't a part of this investigation.
And you've also heard from the former Education Secretary, Rod Page. What did he say?
He didn't accept blame, and he also didn't attack the findings of the report. Instead, he noted that he had requested it in January and that he was happy it was out. He simply said it was an episode that he regretted.
Thank you, David.
Good to join you.